Welcome to my channel. My name is Emmy from Emmy Evolving. If this is your first time joining me, thank you for finding me. If it's not your first time, thank you for coming back. I needed to do a reading for Blu-rays. Just kind of preparing my cards very slowly. So someone had to say it. There's some shit that needs to be said, obviously. If someone had to say it, there's something that needs to be said. This is for Blu-rays. Blu-rays are a type of soul group. What's up, girl? They're a type of soul group. Blu-rays who haven't fallen. They're not from the fallen side of the family. They're usually here in service to humanity. And what ends up happening as we serve humanity, things tend to try and interfere with our service. Card number 38, acceptance of love. Ooh, okay. Look at that. Look at all the faces in the tree. So I'm kind of wondering, this could be one of two different kinds of love. The first love is real love, where, you know, that's celestial. It's not something that's ever really going to go anywhere. It's probably been forever present in your life, usually not easily recognized by you, just really tends to be dismissed and just, you know, it's just kind of, it is what it is. And then there's this other kind of love that's actually not love. This is some sort of obsessive, very unhealthy. It's a very, very unhealthy thing. It's not love. It's a dependency. Dependency on you and, kind of like just feeding off of your energy. This type of love is one-sided. It's unrequited love. I don't even want to call it love because it's not love. It's like some toxic ass, I don't know what. It's toxic ass. It's what it is. It's toxic. You've gotten the attention of something. And the feel that I get is it's using someone to access you. And it's up to you if you're going to allow that. I wouldn't. Card number 10, assurance. I don't know. This card used to have such a beautiful feeling to me. And now lately, every time it comes up, it's so not a beautiful feeling. Every time this card has come up, it's been this like, whatever you sell and I don't want none. I don't want none of that. It feels like a deceptive type thing. It feels like, I don't know. It does not feel good. It does not feel good at all. It feels like something that's a full-on lie. It's being passed as something else. Don't fall for it. Okay? Don't fall for it. 10-10. Releasing allegiances. Assurance. That might be it. So whatever this toxic thing is, toxic person, whatever it is, it needs assurance that you're not leaving, that you haven't let go. So it's trying to hold on even more. It's probably becoming aware that it no longer has a hold on you. Usually when something is toxic and it no longer, it's lost its hold on you, it's lost its grip, it tends to go crazy. The individual tends to become really, really like their behaviors are very desperate, very insane. This is all like spiritual stuff, though. This is like energetic, spiritual. It might play out in your life. I'm getting the feeling that this is playing out in your life. That it's not just it might, it's that it is already. It started. So find your confidence, okay? Definitely find your confidence. You can handle this. You can handle whatever this is. You can handle it. You have to make sure you continue to keep, keep your wits about you. Are you scared? I know, it's a yucky energy, Joy. It's such a walkie, yeah, no, Chi Choi. So, 10 of Spring, ask help from others, all work and no play, being weighed down by too many responsibilities. I think that's what it is. So you've had a lot on your plate. And the thing with Blu-rays, real Blu-rays, authentic Blu-rays, who have not fallen, is this fact that we are very, very good at multitasking. Multitasking in such a way that's very difficult for the human mind to comprehend. It's almost a sense of they think that you're weakened at this moment because you have so much going on. And anyone who truly knows a Blu-ray knows it's when you are supposed to break that you actually become your strongest. Okay. It's when you're in circumstance that would tear apart the average person that you understand the truth of your power. So card number 42, let love be your beacon. I'm wondering if love is being used as some sort of like excuse. But I love her. That's why I have to do this. I love him. That's why I have to stay. You know, like just some really twisted type of love thing. We think in terms of love and light, that can be false love and artificial light. Those things can definitely, when seen with human eyes, they can definitely be things that are puddled as love, you know? I don't know. There's just like, it's just like so much distortion and deception in these cards right now, like the energy of it, like playing a role. I know, right? She just huffed. Right, Joy? She just huffed. Like, I feel the same way, girl. I'm just so sick of this. Like, what is this? It's a game. Someone's playing a game with you. Someone is definitely playing a game with us, Joy. Someone's playing a game with us. Smell it. Smells like bullshit. Here's the sun card. Everything that's being done in darkness is going to be shown in the light, okay? Eventually, it's going to come to light, and things are going to get really crazy for a lot of people. I think the things that are going to be shown in the light are things that, I don't know, I get a really, really bad feeling. Like, it's stuff that, like, all the things that you, worst case scenario type things that you think of, there's a potentiality that those worst case scenarios are actually already going on without your knowing. And that you're not just being paranoid. You're being given advanced notice about certain types of things. And these are things that are so ugly that it's hard to just, be like, oh yeah, no, yeah, I know that's happening. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that I pick up on that I'm like, no, that's so like ill. That's so ill. There's no real way. But oh yeah, no, those are usually the things that are going on in the back, and I don't want to believe it. Do you believe it, Joy? Right? Not even worth a response. Card number 4, against the grain. You are swimming against the grain at this point. You have to swim against the current in order for you to develop your strength. So do you have to push or pull against the weight in order to build muscle? Or does the weight just drag you? How do you build muscle? By going against the grain. The more challenge, the more counterweight, the greater the potentiality of your growth. You really have to make sure that you know what you're growing into. You know, I don't know if that makes sense. You really have to make sure that what you're doing is growing you is probably the better way to put it. Because some of us get ourselves into shit and it's not even, we think it's growing us, but it's not. It's just toxicity entering our lives. It's us allowing ourselves to convince ourselves that other people's behaviors, the shit they get us into, is okay. And it's not. It's totally not, right, Joy? It's not. So card number 38, deceit. Two things. Someone is deceiving you and you're allowing yourself to be deceived. You're deceiving yourself. Can you give me an example of this? Can you give me an example? Like, how is this playing out for the Blu-rays?
Ooh.
That's right, girl. Shake it off. Ooh. So, I haven't seen it, but I'm not really on social media. I make my posts and then I get off. I'm being told that there is a narrative that's being, there's a narrative going around, and it's not a good one. It's one that's causing more confusion and causing much more struggle. It's causing much more fracturing at accelerated rate. So, okay, here's the thing. For certain types of energy, fractures need to occur. It's a normal part of your growth. As you get fractured, it's done at a specific rate. So that way you can, you know, patch that up. You'll have time to patch that up before a different area is fractured. Now, if that rate is too fast, if it's not in alignment with what you need, then what ends up happening is you're too fractured and your shell does not work the way it was intended to. So it's too much fracturing, too fast. Too much fracturing, too fast. It's leaving you susceptible to all sorts of unbalanced ego traps. Okay? Okay, let me let her out because I don't want her pooping here. Well, I don't, you're not gonna poop, right? You're just scared being on the table? Go. You're free, Joy, run! So the fracturing, I feel like this is something that's occurring multidimensionally. I don't know why I say that. Why do I say that? I think the main war that's going to happen is internally. I'm going to be really honest. I think the main war, oh shit. That's part of the narrative. So it's one thing to mention war, like spiritual war. It's a different thing to consistently talk about it, try and convince other people to be about it. Because that's causing a lot of fractures. If people are not ready for that type of information, it ain't gonna be good. And like, there's a lot of information coming in. Okay. So the whole war thing, there's a lot of seeding going on, and these seeds are gonna grow toxic plants. If you continue watering those seeds that contain toxicity, that's what will grow in your garden. If you leave those alone, this is the type of garden that needs you tending it for something to grow. How many of you feel something weird in your forehead right now or the top of your head? Do any of you feel that? I don't feel anything, but I'm being told to ask. Okay, so you feel something. You feel something. I'm not doing anything. Like I said, I don't feel that, but I'm being told to ask. So that is the feeling of seeding. Like I said, I'm not doing anything. I'm just talking to you guys. But I'm told to ask. And I'm told why I'm supposed to ask. That sensation you're feeling is you're being seeded with things, negative things. What are you going to do about that? You can either weed your garden. You can close the entry point. You can stop tending to those seeds. Whoever is bringing this information to you and causing you to be further seeded, you should probably, if you can't like completely avoid them, you should probably set up some sort of filters and not really listen to what they say, in one ear, out the other type thing. This is very like, this is not good. Just because you're being seeded, does not necessarily mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you've totally been inundated by parasitic things. Many of us are being seeded. Many, many. This goes back to what we had talked about in previous conversations about how the higher level Blu-ray family, because there's different layers and levels to the Blu-ray family. Those who are cloister, they can't fully be breached unless it's like a principality of hell teamed up, or it is another Blu-ray cloister or one step down, that's trying to breach. They would have to be used as a Trojan. So now I'm wondering, are you guys being exposed to Trojans? It's hard to say. It's hard to say. Just be aware of it. You know, be aware of what is going on in your field. Be aware of the different sensations. You might not know what it always means, but when you begin to question, you begin to really dig for answers within yourself, what ends up happening is it makes it a lot harder for parasitic things to breach. Okay. Why breach? Well, in times of war, why would you breach? To gather intel, to use their own defenses against them, like all sorts of different reasons. Princess of Autumn, studious, responsible, cheerful, mischievous. Happy news about your career, promotions, or scholarships. Well thought out plans that go perfectly, needing a little push to get going. Shit. I hear well thought out plans, and I think of this is planned. Obviously, whatever happens to Blu-rays, it will directly affect the human consciousness. It will directly affect the trajectory of that consciousness. Needing a little push to get going. This is a case of trauma-induced accretion. All of these tactics, they do nothing but initiate trauma-induced accretion. Unless we allow them to go deeper than what they're intended to go, they don't do what they're, you know, they don't get to worst case scenario. Does this feel good to you guys? Bountiful Harvest, card number 28. What's the feeling you get from this card? Do you get like lovely Care Bears, fluffy things, baby bunnies? Or do you see how illusion is used to deceive while everything is set on fire? Okay. So yeah, I mean, if you look at that, see, like, la, 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 light and love. Let me burn the world with the light and love. Yeah, it, deeper level, it's like, fuck that shit. Hell no. So let me see how this is trending. So there's a lot of, like, again, manipulation tactics. This is, I almost want to take it so far as to begin using terms like psychological warfare, really, really trying so hard to manipulate your mind, the way you see the world, try and make you feel as though you don't know, you're just stupid, you're incompetent, these type of things. And really, when you're in the face of like something parasitic like that, everything it says to you when it comes to psychological warfare is going to be a lie. The polar opposite of the truth as it knows it. Okay. Yes. Gaslighting and stuff like that. Is this the how of breach? Breaches can do that. Yeah. Card number 7, forgiveness. Who speaks the most about forgiveness? What group speaks the most about forgiveness? And think about this. Which group has launched holy wars in the name of Jesus the Christ? What group? Let's not talk the group, though. Just think. Don't comment it. Just think. So I just really, really feel like the whole forgiveness program in itself is is up to you if you want to partake in it, just like it was up to that individual to allow in something that states it's demonic, high level demonic, to fix what it caused in the first place. That right there, okay, I'll read it to you. The comment was, I met a guy who called himself the devil. I had a massive migraine and he said he could make it better, but I had to let him in. I did. How do I close that door? Okay, so I don't know. Maybe the person's full of it. I don't know. Maybe they're just a troll. But the subject matter here, that is a prime example of Hegelian dialectic. What is Hegelian dialectic? It's when a body, whether it's a somebody or a governing body, creates some sort of situation, basically to get you to agree that their solution is what you want. problem solution implementation. If something were to come up to me and be like, you have a headache, I can cure it. I'm the devil. You have to let me in. I'd be like, fuck you. Headache feels good. I just need a nap. How about that? How about cash me outside my field, bitch? She ain't getting in. So card number 42, the word wants to be written. Something is trying to come into form. I don't know what it is, but it sure as hell ain't good. It sure as hell ain't good. It is something that we need to be mindful of. Keeping your eyes closed is not going to help you to see what's going on. Whether it's this eye or this eye or this eye or this eye, it really don't matter. Fucking see what's happening. Happening to you, happening in your life. And oftentimes, what we also need to be mindful of is when you're approached with that type of thing where it's like, hey, I got myself all fucked up. You want to help me? No, I don't. Because that's Trojan activity. It's a more subtle form of Trojan attempt to breach where they're basically playing to your wanting to help, wanting to save parts. Okay? Yeah, no, those parts can take a time fucking out because we ain't getting involved in that shit. Nope, I don't think so. No, I'm not helpful today. And no, that part of me is taking the day off. Today is a no type of day. So five of autumn, reach out to others for assistance. Poor timing for a career change, feeling challenged by money issues. So reaching out to others for assistance. Do you need assistance or you just not believe in yourself? I mean, ask yourself that a few times. Do I really need assistance or do I just not believe in myself? It's like one, my kids are going to hate me saying this, but like I tell them, hey, can you put the bottle on the shelf? And instead of looking in the room, like, oh, what bottle is she talking about? They'll just look straight at me because I was saying something to them. They'll be like, where's the bottle? Use these. Use these. Yeah. And he hates it when I point that out, but it's like, you look with your eyes, not your mouth. Look for it. Like look around the room first to see if there's something obvious. It would be different. It was like, oh, do you mean that bottle right there? No, but it's like, you have to tell me a 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.5. And we're not missing any step, you know, and that kind of thing will definitely cause you to be more susceptible. It doesn't guarantee you breached. It'll cause you to be more susceptible to their bullshit though. Okay. This lack of wanting to do it for yourself, where if someone else can do it for me, then okay. I mean, the whole headache thing. Okay. Google, everybody got a smartphone. Everybody got a smartphone. Google that shit. How do I fix my migraine? There's a hole in the bucket. Dear Elijah, there's a hole in the bucket. I love that song. So feeling challenged by money issues. We all have money issues. You have to be aware of how you spend so that you don't have that issue. Okay. And if it's that you don't spend, you don't squander it, maybe it's a case of like blocked abundance. And when I say abundance, I'm not talking about, oh, you're all of your wealth. You're supposed to be a millionaire. It's blocked. And you just need a little session with me. Y'all, if someone tells you that, they're full of shit. They're full of shit. They're full of shit. Okay. I'm choking on my own salt. I'm choking on my own salt. Okay. High Priestess Spirit. High Priestess of Spirit. You're reaching higher and higher levels of consciousness. Oh, shit. Do you see the faces in the back? Okay. So, okay. That's what it is. That's what it is. All right. So let's look at this whole stack, okay? So it started with this card, the confidence card. Okay, you have to grow in confidence at this point. You have to allow yourself to grow in confidence. You have exited the forest. You have finally found the way to exit that forest that kept you blind, semi-panicked, you know, all of that, okay? You've exited it now. Now you can see the world around you. The forest was basically your human consciousness. As Blu-rays, We are like foreign beings inside a forest. As long as we are using simply our human mind to process our human life, it will be like a dense forest that is extremely hard to travel, and you want to find the way out. For many of you, you already have. You've reached the end of the forest. Look at her smile. Okay? She's smiling. So now here's the thing. Whatever wanted you to stay in that forest is pissed. It is pissed. Pissed like a mofo. Look at her. That's fine. That's fine. Okay, you're looking all chulada over there. We can be bichachos together. I'm just saying, you're not going to get your fucking way just because you look adorable. Like gothic adorable. I don't think so. Now we're entering into this phase where we're being asked to enter into our high priest, high priestess energy. Look at those faces in the back. I am feeling founder energy. I'm wondering if there is like this, it's almost like baptism through flames. Baptism through flames. Have you ever heard of that term, that saying? Baptism through the flames. Baptism through flames. And I suddenly feel my energy surging. I mean, look at what the other cards are showing. Baptism through the flame. All of that illusion is burning up. Founders are entering the space. These founders have the truth of time. They have been existent since before humans were even considered, okay? So it's this sense that for some of us, we are reaching higher levels, and there is this membrane that has kept it separate from us, that higher level of consciousness. A really quick sharing of information. So from what I understand, based on the work that I've done my entire life, there are 15 dimensional planes of existence. They're stacked, okay? So we have 15 dimensions in this time-space matrix. They are subdivided into harmonic universes. There are five harmonic universes. Each of the harmonic universes is further subdivided into three. So it's three, 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 until we have all 15 layers and levels. In between each harmonic universe, every three layers of dimensional consciousness, there is a magnetic repulsion zone. This is what keeps those consciousness separate. We are reaching the upper echelon of this level of being. This is a 3D world. One, two, three. In order to get into that 4D, there's a magnetic repulsion zone right here. So I feel like that's being burned away. That's what's being burned. So here's another tidbit. Parasitic demonic things, they're not physical. That means they're not 3D. Anything third dimension and lower tends to be physical because it's a density. Now, if they're not physical, I've witnessed them consistently in 4D. That dimensional level of consciousness is the playground of parasitic things. I'm going on an astral date with my twin flame. Oh. Okay. Are you sure it's your twin flame? Because you're going astral. That's 4D. That's the playground of all these, like, unsavory things. That magnetic repulsion zone is being burned away. We can use it to reach a higher level of consciousness, or we can stay within ourselves exactly as we are, zero desire for growth. Let that magnetic repulsion zone be burned away and let the 3D be the playground. I don't know about y'all. I'm anchored somewhere else. I do not consent. I'm just saying. I do not consent. That's what the fire is about. Just so, oh, fucking bitches. Sorry. What the fuck? The card slipped over. Okay. The Lover's card. We're being tested right now. We're absolutely being tested, each one of us individually as well as together. We are being tested to see how far our commitment to ourselves will go. What part of you are you committed to? The part that's growing or the part that loves, craves, lives in drama and toxicity? We all have that part within us. Let's be honest with ourselves. Okay? We all have that part within us that loves, craves, and bathes in drama and toxicity. All of us. Every single last one of us. And if you can sit there and be like, oh, no, I don't. You're probably the most toxic one. Bullshit. I'm extra salty today. I'm not trying to be hurtful. I'm just trying to be honest. Boom. Shit. Okay. So I'm so sorry, Adam, that your virgin ears are getting a fucking workout. Oh, okay. Here goes. They're getting creative in their projections. Who are they? Whoever's trying to keep you stuck in this, you know, shitty way of being. I mean, human way is a shitty way. Let's just be honest. Human logic is really shitty. It really is. It really is. There's this part of us, obviously, that's human because we're in physical body. And then there's this part of us that is fractured from divinity that wants us to grow and really, really be able to receive higher levels of grace and compassion, all of this. Well, that has to do with being human. All right. Let's just. They're trying to make it out that it's foolish to be ordinary. Like, This human world totally tells us, like, you have to be better, badder, bigger lips, bigger breasts, bigger ass, like, flat out, lay it on me, you know? And it's like, no, kind of got a flapjack ass. That's how it's staying. No, none of that. Like, no. I'm okay being ordinary because my ordinary has aspects of it that are so not ordinary. And I don't need other people to validate that for me to see the magic in it. Like, I don't need the attention. I don't need other people to be like, oh, girl, let me smack that ass. I mean, you can still smack that ass. You're just going to feel bone. How's your hand now? That was too funny. It wasn't that funny, but I thought it was hilarious. So now you're definitely going to have to figure out, like, what are you here for? What are you here for? What did you come into this world to do? It's more than just to be an aesthetic, some sort of participant in some sort of aesthetic. It really, really is. I mean, I use a super obvious one. And someone would be like, oh my God, she's totally hating on girls who are insecure in their bodies. No, I'm hating on the reason why you're insecure. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm definitely being a hater ass right now. I'm not in denial of that. I'm being a total hater ass, but you're mistaking what I'm hating on. I'm not hating on you and your insecurities. I'm hating on the system that created those insecurities and amplified it so much that you had to manipulate your body to fit in. That's what I'm hating on. I'm 100% hater of that. I'm a 100% hater of the different layers and levels of slavery that we exist within. We all do. We all do. Even the people who are very, very rich have to stay within their place because it's weird. You can't do that. Oh my God. Why? Oh my God. Maybe they're having some tax problems. Maybe they're having 65% of 156. So it's all an illusion. It's making my fucking head itch. It's all an illusion. It's time for us to really, like, just not. Don't participate in that. Don't participate in things that make you feel bad about who you are. Really, though. Really. Like, why would I need to compare myself to women who are half my age? Yeah, you know, they might not have the wiggly wiggly and the back fat that I have and the pooch that I'll always have. they might not have that, but I mean, I'm pretty fucking adorable with that. I'm just saying, that fucking adds to my charm. That's some shit you can squish while you're with me. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Like, you know, like, I'm just, there's a lot of squishies. It's nice. It's nice. I don't have to be ashamed of anything. I don't have to compare with anything. And neither do you. The same thing applies for spirituality. So many of us fall into that ego trap of, oh my God, I can't, I didn't even know. I'm just saying. Elven Elder coming out. I didn't even know that. Oh my God, I haven't done enough work. Oh no, I'm behind. In accordance with who? Whose timeline are you living on right now? Like, well, Emmy, I'm not at your level. This, my level is in my world. What the fuck does that have to do with your world? You have your own levels in your own world. Why would you ever compare it to my levels in my world? If we're really going to do the comparison thing, listen here, Blu-rays. You want to really compare to me. The average person, based on their levels in their world, they've achieved maybe somewhere around 15 to 20% of what they need to do in this life in terms of growth. 15 to 20%. In my levels within my world, I want to say I've hit maybe 2%, 5%. If I'm really going to be generous with myself, I would say maybe 6%. Like this, what I'm doing right now is nothing compared to what I'm supposed to be doing, what I promised to be doing. So why would you compare yourself to me? Why would you compare yourself to anyone else? They're not here to do what only you can do. And only you can do that because that's what you were created for. Whatever I'm here to do, it has nothing to do with me being above you, me being more. If you want or need to see me as more advanced than you, then understand I'm more advanced to help me better serve you. Blu-rays are here in service. We are not here to be part of the cock show. We really aren't. You can cock-a-doodle-doo all you want, but you're not one of the cocks. That didn't sound right once I let myself hear it. All right, we got to get going because I'm going to go live in an hour and a half. I'll go ahead and get the link and everything ready. Based on what these cards have said, I'll definitely have something in there for removing the seeds, also for the founder's stuff, okay? The 13-year-old boy in me is having a laughing fit. Someone once messaged me and was like, hey, girl, you're so hot. You need to post more pictures of your body. And I was like, Google up 13-year-old boy with a wicked case of gynecomastia, and that's what you got. Fantasize that. All right, I gotta go. I'll have all of that in the expedites. I will see you guys hour and a half. Bye. Oh, thumbs up for this video, subscribe, comment, all of that. Love you guys. Bye.